when you look at what Americans care about right now, 27% said inflation, and it's never been, the inflation has never been at the top of the list as to what people care about. Do you have a general theory as to what causes inflation or a general rise in prices, assuming we're going with the definition that inflation is a general rise in prices?
Yeah, so I mean, this is one of the silliest things. And if there's something that ought to open people's eyes, it's the way that you got all these pundits and all these news stations are scratching their head. Well, where did this inflation come from? And it's like, you just printed $7 trillion. $7 trillion. This is like an inconceivable amount of money. I'm very good at math, and that's still an inconceivable amount of money. And it's like, It almost takes a certain level of intelligence to trick yourself out of understanding that, because even someone who doesn't understand economics, who isn't good at math, you know, if you make more of something, will it be worth more or less? Everyone understands it's going to be worth less. And only these people who have convinced themselves, these sort of layers of intellectual logic that let them believe what they want to believe, which is that the government should have all of these control of these things. The government should control the money supply. They believe these things, of course, because it benefits their class. It benefits the elite class. It benefits the bankers. But it is so simple to understand. It is not a hard problem to understand why prices are going up. The government printed $7 trillion. That's why prices are going up. And a very small amount of that money, by the way, went to the people, right? So for people, yeah, you got your $1,200 check or whatever. But that money, the vast majority of that money, it went to businesses, went to banks. And also there's this effect, because of the way that money percolates through the system, that those sort of first in line end up getting particularly advantaged from those that are more downstream. And it's always the banks that are first in line.
I want to focus on this high cost of healthcare, because I do think that the culprit is the state here. Thomas Sowell wrote a book titled Basic Economics. In it, he says, in reality, most of the great fortunes in American history have resulted from someone's figuring out how to reduce costs so as to be able to charge lower prices and therefore gain a mass market for the product. Henry Ford did this with automobiles, Rockefeller with oil, Carnegie with steel, and Sears, Penny, Walton, and other department store chain founders with a variety of products, not to mention someone like Jeff Bezos giving me the book collection that I currently have today.